Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear my visit with the 2017 Missouri State Fair Queen recently in Sedalia.
We are at the State Fair kickoff party here in Sedalia, and I'm with Natalie Ayers. She was Missouri State Fair Queen this past year. And Natalie, your year's about to come to an end. How's it been for you?
It's been a complete and total honor. Definitely bittersweet now that it's coming to an end, but I couldn't have asked for anything more.
Well, I know you've definitely represented the state of Missouri well. Anytime we see you, we know that you are a good representative. Let's go back a year when you were crowned queen. I interviewed you, I think, the morning after you had been crowned. But what were your feelings at that time to know that you had been chosen out of all the girls to represent Missouri?
You know, honestly, I was completely shocked, but I was very honored. This has been a goal of mine since I was 4 years old, and actually this coming Missouri State Fair will be my 21st State Fair, and I'm only 20 years old. So this has been a dream of mine for a very long time, and throughout this past year, I've gotten to live that. And, you know, sometimes when I'm driving in my car on the way to school or driving home for the weekend, I think back to that day, and you know, it still brings tears to my eyes because I was just overjoyed. You know, I'd reached a goal that I'd set from a very young age, and it's just a complete and total honor.
Well, was that mom just taking pictures here?
It was, yes. She takes pictures of everything.
Yeah, I know she's a proud mom, and so I guess that you were just the first state fair you went to, you were in your mom's womb still.
Yeah, no, actually, so we were born in January, so we hadn't quite turned one yet. But Okay. Fun fact, my parents stayed with some friends in their motorhome, and my brother and I were too small to sleep on the bunk bed, so they put egg crate foam in Rubbermaid tubs and rolled us up in our blankets there, and that's how we slept on the front seats of a motorhome.
So you do have a twin brother, right?
I do. He's actually here tonight at the kickoff party, so my whole family came.
I'll try to meet him. Being the state fair queen, this is something you get recognized, I'm sure, around the state. A lot of people are going to see you now for a long time to come and realize that, you know, that's who you were and how well you did represent us.
Yes, definitely. Being a representative of the Missouri State Fair really kind of draws attention from everyone across the state, so I always have to be on my best behavior.
Right. Beyond the fair last year, how's your year gone? Tell us a little bit about that.
It's gone amazing. So primarily my duties are throughout the 11 days of the Missouri State Fair. Throughout the next couple of months, I've been asked to judge a few queen pageants across the state. So that's super exciting for me to help select those next girls to run for my position. And then I've also gotten to just be a voice for the Missouri State Fair and Missouri agriculture. And that's something that I'm very passionate about.
I will have more with our Queen Natalie Ayers on tomorrow's Ag Report. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.